Regarding a time for self-examination and contemplation, the Quran says in chapter 56, verse 57 through 96, "We created you. Why will you not believe? Have you thought about what, bracket sperm, bracket you ejaculate? Did you create it, or are we the creator? It was we who decreed death among you. We will not be surpassed, that we will change you and cause you to grow again in a way that you do not know. You have surely known the first creation. Why then will you not remember? Ponder upon the soil you till. Is it you that sow it, or are we the sower? If we will, we would make it broken stubble, and you would remain wandering, we are laden with debts. Rather, we have been prevented. Have you thought about the water you drink? Is it you that send down from the clouds, or we? If we will, we would make it bitter. Why then do you not give thanks? Have you thought about the fire you kindle? Is it you that originated its tree, or are we the originator? We have made it a reminder and a blessing to the traveller. Then exalt the name of your Lord, the Great. I swear by the fallings of the stars, and that is a mighty oath if you but knew. It is indeed a glorious Quran, in a book protected, from tampering, which none shall touch except the purified, ascending down from the Lord of the worlds. What do you hold this discourse in disdain? Do you make it your provision to belie it? Why then, when the soul leaps up to your throat of the dying, and you are watching at the time, we are nearer to him than you, but you do not see. Why then, if you are not revived, do you not restore his soul, if you are truthful? If he is among the near, then there shall be calmness and ease, a garden of delight. If he is a companion of the right, he will be greeted with, peace be upon you, companion of the right. But if he is of those who belied and went astray, there shall be hospitality of boiling water and a roasting in hell. Indeed, this is a certain truth. So exalt the name of your Lord, the Great."